Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone here. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We ask for understanding into the discussion we're going to be having today. We pray. We also ask. We also receive insight to the end that our ministries are affected and that we become better, supportive ministers. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, it's good to have you all. I'm hoping you all are having a very good Easter, if I would call it. I would want to Easter Monday picnics are things that are common today, but then I'm sure a number of you are resting from the whole up and down. But then today I thought to spice your Easter Monday with something that helps your ministry. And since today is supposed to be a play day, I mean, when I say a play day, I mean it's more like a fun day where you spend time with other people. I think the Lord was speaking to us yesterday, later in the evening, when some of you took to some games. You know, it was this morning that I said, oh, yeah, he was speaking to me. I got the memo, but I didn't get it fully. I think he was just telling us, you know, just let's have some time to wine and dine. So I owe you one FIFA Owari Ludo. Football, I owe you just one. So, but then, in my quest to pay you back, we're going to be looking at something that helps your ministry with respect to play. So I'm hoping it's more relative. You know, there was something a wise man said. I think it was one of the wealthy people. You know, I'm not paraphrasing. I'm not quoting exactly. He says that when a fisherman is not able to go to the sea to catch fish, he uses that time to mend his broken nets. It means that you could still find yourself becoming productive in the venture you are in, doing something that relates to that venture. So even though we didn't have, you know, the opportunity to play, I'm seeing how we can use that to mend, you know, our broken nets. You know, because some of us may be broken, and so we want to fish, but then we use the time available to mend. Our broken nets. There was something that happened quite recently in my life. And I saw, because I've always been asking the Lord a very important question. I started my walk with God. I always wanted to know how I was doing. You know, I will always ask the Lord, I hope I'm doing it well. I'm hoping you're pleased with it. You know, I'm hoping you are you know, excited about the work I'm doing? You know, is there anything else I can do? Is there anything else that I should do that I'm not doing? And then I think while, I don't know whether it was at that time, I slipped off into a vision and I saw a report card. You know, and I saw a grade, you know, in the report card. And funny enough, I saw a remark. It was quite a remark. I don't think I'll be able to forget that. So you see how there are subjects and then there are remarks. But there was one particular subject. The remark was not good at all. And overall, I saw an average. Yeah, so I saw an average. And then, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you maybe the part that was not good. The person wrote something and added, he performs it ritually. Yeah. He performs it ritually. You know what that means? It means that that thing that I'm doing, you know, it has not become a real thing that I really do. I'm just you know. So some of you have to pay attention. You have keep it up, you know, right? Good performance, very hardworking pupil. So these are all different types of remarks, right? Can do better with more effort, you know. You take the report as satisfactory. It needs to improve in all subjects. Yeah. Likes talking in class. Discipline and respectful. These are all different types of remarks that are given to you. But then I'm also going to show you a remark in a certain area of your life. In the ministry, that is very important. And we're going to be looking at what this remark is. And that is what will help you to do better in what God has called you to do. So the remark we're going to be looking at this evening, I told you that if we're not able to go to the sea, we'll take that time to mend our broken nets, is that we're going to be looking at the remark, play well with others. Yes, type play well. Yes. So, Okay, make it full. Play well with others. It's also a remark. You see, me when I saw my remark, I said I'm rich well on something. See, it's a very bad remark, but this one is a good remark. It says that please or play well with others. You know, and this spoke of how, or this speaks of how that you are able to get along with other kids. You know, you're able to flow. You're able to talk. You're able to laugh. You're able to respond. You're able to be a good team person. It's a good player, and it's a good remark. You know, some of us do not know how to play well with others. And what I want to say to you is that while academic or, you know, technical skills are certainly important, you know, perhaps there is no other skill that will affect your effectiveness in the ministry more than your social skills. Right. There may be no other skill that will so much affect like your ability to play well with others. One of the fondest memories I have, you know, my Bible school teacher always told me, I mean, always told us, he says that ministry is people and people are ministry. So we must be able to play well. We must be able to relate well. We must be able to laugh well. We must be able to connect well. We must be able to talk well. We must be able to, you know, have hearty connections in the relationships that we have. You know, not all families are the same, actually. There are some families that are boring. Yeah, there are some families that are boring. Very, very boring. Like, there's no life in the family. There's no laughter in the family. Like, everybody's, you know, minds their own business. You know, like, there's not life. Yeah. I noticed that when, in fact, maybe I had a family like that. I'm not speaking like I had a better one, like a 100% one. You know, but I realized the difference when I left home and I went to stay with another family for a while. And, you know, the man and then the woman was very, very, like, very, very lively. And very, very, you know, full of life. I said, hey, so that means that there is a family like this, you know, where when you have not eaten, it's like everybody's aware, everybody's wondering, finding out, you know, everybody's trying to push. You know, there's laughter in the home. You know, like there's laughter. Like I was shocked. I never knew that. You know, a family could, because my dad was quite a very, what I call a very serious, you know, he doesn't talk so much. His words are few. Okay. Where's your report? Even I always told someone that I never had my dad advise. Yeah. So when I went to the other family, I said, hey, that means that their families like this. You know, you can see life pulsating out of the home. It's like there's joy in the home. There's happiness in the home. You know, everybody is like very flowing. So I was wondering that, hey, my home has not really helped me so much. You know, my home, if you eat, is unto you. If you don't eat, the food is there. Like, everybody serve yourself. Like, the food is ready. Just find your way around. Nobody will force you. Nobody will ask you to. No. Everybody is serious. You know, when they are calling you, they are calling you to send you. You know, go and buy something. You come back, you go back to your room. Go and do this. Have you done your homework? So when I went there, I said, hey. So you see that not all families are the same. There are also some families that, of course, there is always fight. Because they don't play. You'll be shocked that there are some families, there's very serious tension. You know, the mother doesn't laugh. The sisters also learn how not to laugh. You know, the father also learns how not to laugh. You know, everybody is a certain way. You know, and, well, I don't know what you want to build. Now, this relates to natural families. Like I said, our conversation is going to be more, you know, more like casual. We are mending our nets. You know, so like a natural family. But then it also translates into spiritual families or ministries. You know, it translates into ministries. And I want you all listening to me not to allow, of course, your experience become reasons why you do not become better at anything, right? So, see that there are some other families where there's joy, other families where there's seriousness, a lot of unnecessary seriousness. Another family that there is also anger and fight. You see, I mean, I've always said that if I'm serious, it's because I grew up in a very serious environment also. But then it does not mean that I should not begin to play well, you see, with others. You know, I was telling someone that I was telling someone that if you had the opportunity to sit with one of the great men of God that I so much admire, you'll be afraid. The level of seriousness is just overboard. Right? So there are different places, different people, different instances. But I want you to have like a very good report as to someone that plays well with someone. Even the ladies. Yes. You see that you can marry or you can have a lady that is more interesting to be with. Yes. You saw me. Or you can have people that are more interesting, you know, to be around. You know, there's that interest. To be with. Also somebody who is not interesting to be with. Yeah, you think your world is sad. It's not because your world is sad. It's because the person is not interesting, you see, to be with. It is very true. You can have a man who is not interesting to be with. A woman not interesting to be with. A boss not interesting to be with. You know, they do not relate well. and they do not play well. So we're going to be looking at very key report card remark. I want it to be said of you that you know how to play well with others. Now, play well with others would not mean you are always laughing. No. It just means you know the requisite response to every environment. You know, if everybody is serious, playing well will not mean that you are laughing. That will mean you are not playing well, because in the environment where we have a serious conversation going on and then you are laughing, it means you are not playing well. Now, when we all together are laughing and you are also very serious without any laughter, it means you are also not playing well. So in the ministry, like I told you, there is, you know, while technical skills, mechanical skills are very important, what will affect your effectiveness in the ministry, probably more than any other thing else, will be your ability to go social. You know how. You know how to go about it. You know, as I teach you as a pastor, I believe one of my greatest joys, aside seeing you become anointed, we build churches, have the Lord do mighty things, I'm not going to lie about it, is that when I see you, I should see you joyful. I believe it's one of the things that will fill my heart with great. Yes, I believe so. As a pastor, aside everything that I've been saying to you, prayer life, your whatever, disciples, multiply, is one of the things. It's like when I see you, I should have you joyful. It's like you are happy. You are happy. It makes me happy. Yes, it makes me happy. No true pastor will be happy when his congregations are very sad. I mean, then you are not called as a pastor. You are not called as a pastor. If you are called as a pastor and people in your congregation are sad, they are not happy, they are plagued by life, beaten by issues, you are not a true pastor. You should see everybody and you see that there's like joy. Everybody is happy. You know, everybody is like excited about what they do. I believe it's one of my greatest joys, aside everything else that's happening. I believe it's God's joy too as well, to see his people full of joy. Right? So, you have to know how to play well, relate well, talk well, be serious in situations where situations demand seriousness, flow well, you know, laugh well, talk well, be funny well, be serious well. Everything is just important. And of course, within the confines of the local assembly, playing well with others is a very key remark that we must pay attention to. Now, just like the family that has a father, the mother, or the parents, and the siblings, the local assembly is also God's family. You know, it's also God's family. It means that within the structure of the local church, you know, the pastor is the head of the church. It means that in playing well with others, you must first get along and work well with the pastor. You know, once your relationship with the pastor is sour or becomes bitter, I can tell you there's a very high tendency that you are going to have an issue with the local church. I'll say this again. Once your relationship with the pastor is not very good, you are going to have a problem with the local assembly. I'll say this again. Once your relationship with the pastor is not good or healthy, you are going to have a problem with the local assembly, because everything aside God moving the project of the local church will be passed through by the pastor. Have you seen that times where you are not talking to me, or you don't have a good relationship, maybe you think you've done something that I'm about to scold you for, lash you for, correct you in love for, you almost feel like, hey, am I? You see, everything becomes sour within the confines of the local assembly, because that's how it is. You see, that's why sometimes people who say, pastor didn't come for my wedding, pastor didn't come for my funeral, pastor didn't come for my... they leave the church. Why do they leave the church? Because they feel like the pastor is the one who's supposed to know that you are supposed to be coming for my... But they will have friends in the church, but they don't mind leaving the church because the pastor did not show up. For that's what it translates into meaning. So, oh, we live in the church. Why? Pastor didn't come for my wedding. So it means that if you are going, see, I'm teaching you this thing so that you will not fall prey to the enemy's plans and schemes. Yes. There are some people who love the brethren, who love the assembly, but they feel like they have a problem with the pastor, and they would not mind walking out of the assembly. I think that's very daft. Anyway, so in playing well with others, you are going to learn to have at least a good relationship with the pastor, just like within the local assembly. A son doesn't have a good relationship with the father is more likely going to have quite some tenuous relationships with other siblings and other uncles and other aunties, because they are not going to watch you disrespect their dad. You must get along well with the pastor. You must. It's important. It's very important. Don't despise it. It could become the reason why you leave the church. Yes, it's true. So, must be able to play well with the pastor. Of course, playing well with the pastor will mean that you have a relationship with him. In submission. We're going to look at that in more clarity. Number two, you must relate well with other leaders. And probably, yeah, so other leaders in the church. Your teachers, the people who have been put ahead of you. You must be able to. You can't break the rank of not relating well with your leader but then you want to relate well with your pastor, it doesn't really work. It doesn't really work. So don't break ranks. Yeah, don't break ranks. So you relate well with other leaders. And then number three, you have a good relationship with the members of the church. So number one, how am I going to relate well, you know, with the pastor or to the pastor? Hebrews 13, 17. Hebrews 13, 17. He says that obey those who have rule over you and be submissive, for they watch over your souls. You're going to be obeying those who have rule over you. He says, for what do they do? They watch over your souls. I'm not the one saying it. The Bible is the one saying it. You say, pastor doesn't watch over me. It's God that watches over me. It's true. God watches over you. But Hebrews is also saying that they watch over your souls. Your pastors, your leaders, they watch over your souls. And they will give account of you. And he says that make sure that they give account of you, and they give account of you joyfully, not with grief. And he says that will be unprofitable for you. Make sure they do it joyfully. It means that when they say Hammond, God is going to expect that Sir Ivan, who is over you, you respect him. And Pastor, who is over you, you also respect. But Pastor is going to give account of you. Yes. So he says that you must make sure that you submit yourself to them, because they'll give account of you. Then he now says, don't let them give accounts of you in grief. But then, what they're supposed to give account of you is that they're supposed to give account of you in joy. Remember Tryphena, Tryphosa? That's Paul's account of them in joy. You remember Persis? That's some good account. So, when you cooperate well with the pastor, you know, there's a cooperative attitude. You're able to play well with the pastor. You relate well. And sometimes relating well will also mean that you listen to the audios that are given to you, because that's a form of relating. You read the books if there are any. That's a form of relating. You're enthused about the instructions that are given. That's relating well. You know how to respond when your pastor is preaching or teaching. That is relating well. So, you must cooperate. you must cooperate. The moment you do not cooperate with the pastor, you are having a report of not playing well. I don't know how serious you want to serve the Lord. But then, if you are serious about serving the Lord, you cannot despise this. You relate well with the pastor. You're able to also communicate where it's necessary. You know, and one of the things about relationships is that when you relate well enough, you start to understand the things that your pastor wants you to understand. You start to flow with the things that your pastor wants you to flow in. It means that you start to look like him in a certain way. Am I the only one who thinks that married couples, they look like themselves after a period of time? Me, I think so. Not all of them, but majority. So there's something. Hey. After a period of time. That's relating. You start to look. How did it happen? I don't know how it happened, but starts to look, because there is a relating well. So when you relate more, you start to teach like your pastor, prophesy, heal the sick, think, become firm, become determined, full of faith, you know, good, full of love. You start to look like the person because you relate well. But then when there is nothing like that, you look like something else. It's very important. It's very important. So I want to encourage you in your ability to play well. You have to be able to do these things. Communicate, be present, stay around, talk with, laugh with, ask questions, receive instructions, all together will mean that you are getting a good report of play well with others. And then you say, that is an A1 with the person. So you must be able to. Yes, you must be able to. So what is your relationship like with your pastor? Of course, now I know that, you know, as the ministry increases, I may not be able to speak to everybody. but at least you're listening, you're following, your connection, your ability to, you know, see and to become alike is very important. Relating well. You know, some people don't even relate to their pastor's instructions. Yes, they don't even. A pastor says this. They are not able to flow with. You know, yesterday in the evening, I was with a group of people, quite a sizable number. And I started to tell them, you know, there were a lot of the ladies around. And I started to tell them how they should dress. You know, we started with the hair, and I told them what kind of hair I want them to look like. Yes. Yes. Somebody who doesn't relate well said, you don't pay my salon fee, so don't tell me what I should go and do. That person will eventually leave the church. Yeah. I showed them the kind of earrings, the kind of different types of hairstyles that are good, the kind of dresses I recommend that they should wear, the kind of shoes from the beginning to the end. Yeah. Oh, who relates well? So, oh yeah, we're going to work it out. The guys just do. And I said, the ladies, this is how you should do. But if you don't relate, you will not know. And they are the same people who stand somewhere and say, the ladies in the church now are dressing with short clothes. But when we were telling you to wear some kind of clothes, you were saying that we're trying to tell you what kind of clothes to wear. We're trying to force you to wear some kind of clothes that you don't want to wear. And then you say that somebody is wearing short clothes, now the church has become bad. But that's what I'm teaching you. Don't relate. You always do things that are not helpful. Yeah. Unashamedly, I was telling them, dress like this, you look more prettier. Yeah. I told them the kind of jewelries. I showed them. I said, this one is an example. Wear jewelries. Don't go out without jewelries. Don't wear jewelries. It will help you. Wear bracelets. I showed them the kind of bracelets. I said, if you wear this one, it will be nice on you. Oh, yeah. But if you don't relate, you see, it's very casual. If you don't relate, you say, oh, after all, what? Some people are asking, what did pastor say? Ask the people who are around. I don't know who are around, but ask them. They will tell you. I show them everything. Yes. You hurry up and go. Only you know how to go. But those where I show them how to dress. I said, wear this one. Put this one together. It will work. It will work. Let's see. It will work. So, you're going to learn how to relate well. Flow well with the instructions. Yeah, I showed them earrings, jewelries, bracelets, shoes, trousers, shirts, blazers, hairstyles, different types. I showed them the type, not any type. Yes, some type, some kind of types. Yes. You see, I don't have shame, you see. But you have shame. You don't want to relate with your pastor. Number two, we're almost closing. You're going to learn how to relate well to other leaders. You're going to learn how to relate well to other leaders. You know, it's a great necessity to get along well with the pastor. You know, but it's not enough. Right? We also need to get along with other people who are ahead of us. Sorry. So we should be able to get along with other people who are ahead of us. It's very important. So you're going to be demonstrating submission towards those who are ahead of us, leaders in various sectors or segments. Of course, those we work with, there must be that ability to flow well. So, one of the things you must get to understand is that in the ministry, we are a team. See, we are a team. And we're playing. You know, when we all were Jesse, but you were suit, it has nothing to do with what you wear, but I'm just using that as an example. When we have a certain particular mindset, but you have a different mindset, that's quite not too good. So, when you become somebody that's a good team player, you're going to learn how to play with other people, not just the coach. In fact, many of the times the coach is the one else. I say, hey, number six, number 10, number nine, number this. Then on the real pitch are your colleagues who are also team members. And that's why you must have a strong mentality that we is more important than me. That's a great team player. So, we is more important than me. It's not just about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. That's why we cannot be competitors. We cannot compete amongst ourselves, because we are playing from the same team. If you have somebody that has 100 disciples and you have 50 disciples, that's not the time where you have to now start sabotaging. No, we together as a team is very much important than me. So, you are not going to be seeing it as different. No, we are all together. One person's win is everybody's win. It's not just one person's win. It's everybody's win. That's how we're supposed to see. One person's win is everybody's win. So it's not when you outshine others. No, we are supposed to play as a team. That means you will not have to be insecure about what other people are doing. You will not have to be insecure about what other people are getting. You will celebrate with other people. There's no inferiority issues that should be in our midst. No offense. We are a team. I want you to make it as your goal. Even if you don't know how to do it, put yourself to the task. Tell yourself that I am going to learn how to do this. You see, and these are things that I teach you so that you don't have a boring family and you don't have a boring home. You don't become a boring father, a boring mother, raising up boring families, families where there's no life. There has to be life. Oh. What would it be more beautiful if we see that one day Mafilo is chasing Servadis in the house? You see, they are running around trying to do something. It's like his beautiful home. Then maybe Pastor just barges in and sees that, oh, Mafilo is chasing Servadis for something. They are laughing. Pastor will be happy. That's a beautiful home. Huh? It's a beautiful home. Not that we enter to arguments. Say, hey, Pastor, it's good you've come. I would say, oh, I was passing by, but I just decided to. So I'm going to come back another time. What is more beautiful? And you must, you see, you don't take what I'm saying seriously. That's the reason why many high blood pressure cases are happening today. Oh yes, true. High blood pressure. Go to the hospital, you see. A lot of high blood pressure. Do you want to have high blood pressure? Do you want to have high blood pressure? So don't do that. Me, I'm sure if you take a BP apparatus to some churches, I can tell you, I've not done this research before, but I can tell you the BPs in various churches, it will vary. And it will be within a particular sort of sphere. I'm telling you something. Yes. It will be, you try it and see. Say 100 people who sit down cold, dead, unresponsive. You check. Then go to another church where the Holy Ghost is giving a free course. Then you check till you see something. Where people are around to run, laugh, jump, shout, laugh when the pastor is preaching. They're like that when they're outside too. It's like the flow was different. Rather than you have other people very some way. Number three, relating well with church members. So you're going to learn to relate well with the pastor, talk, communicate, do what you've been told to do, listen, act. You don't disappear, you don't run away, you are around, you are confident, you communicate. Number two, you relate well with other leaders in the church. You know how to flow. You don't just say, oh, because I relate well with the pastor, I don't want to have anything to do with anybody else. No, that's also going to be a deficient mode of relating with people. So you're going to relate with other people. You're going to relate with, you know, other leaders. Then you relate well, or you play well. Is the word, is to play well with the church members. Look at Romans 12:18, NLT. He says, do your part to live in peace with everyone as much as possible. There's going to be that relationship with everyone that you can relate with in the church. Everyone. At least know someone's name. You know, talk to someone who you don't know. Speak to someone who you don't know. When you see that somebody is lonely, get to them and talk to them. Say, oh, I saw you sit. Oh, what is your name? My name is this. Nice meeting you. Wow. What did you learn today in church? Were you blessed? Why do you stay? Oh, I see. Wow. Wow, what a blessing. Hey. And you are going for it. And the person is going to feel belonged. You know, they're going to feel like they belong. Oh, wow. And, I see. Wonderful. Hey, I hope you're going to be in church tomorrow, next week. Okay. I see. Beautiful. I see. Like that, sir. You are relating well with people. Wow. Oh, you're looking good today. Hey, wow. Only your shoe. Only your hair. Wow. Yeah, some of the guys to be using this, the pastor says, relate well with everybody. Yes, I say that. Go ahead and relate well with everybody. Okay. Wow. I see. What a blessing. Oh. I like your shoe. Your dress. Only your bag. Oh. And then you are happy. You're flowing. You're flowing. God created us as relational beings, and we're going to have to learn to relate with other people. I don't relate well with church members. It's very, very important. Now, you all who are leaders, if you disciple even one person, you are a leader of someone. In the church, you must be looking around for people who feel helpless, people who feel like it's their first time, people who feel like they don't know where the washroom is, people who feel like they don't have what to do. You have to be watching around. It's not that you just enter, you just go and sit down. Then you are done, then you go. You come again, you just go and sit down. Then you are done, then you go. That is not God's intent for building his church families. He set the solitary in families. That's what he's doing. Remember, he has a pattern. He wants everybody to be able to accommodate everyone. That's his ideal intent for the church family. I must be able to ask, is this your first time? Wow, I figured. I was watching you. So, hey, you're watching me. Yeah, I was watching you. I figured you needed something. Yeah, I was trying to find the washroom. Oh, I'll lead you there. Let's go. It's down. Take care. Okay, calm down. I'll wait for you. Okay. And then you're moving forward. You see that the church becomes a very healthy place. Somebody comes with a child. You don't just say, hello, mommy, or whatever. You say hi to the mother, and you say hello to the child too. You want to know the child's name. You want to find out whether... You know, one of the reasons why my customers really like me is that I try to know their names. Hey, you see that they will be telling me their names. I'll be saying, again, what did you say? I was trying so hard to know their names. And to know their children's names. Say, hey, Auntie Asamoah or Uncle Amwa, how is Jaden doing today? And you see that they are happy. They will come again because everybody wants to be known. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be cared for. Everybody wants to have some attention on them. And you must be able to give it to them. Because you know how to relate. You know how to play well with other people. Yes. So from today, you are going to be a good, when you sense that somebody, you have to be looking around. Everybody here has to be looking, and not everybody is here actually. The rest of them, they are sleeping. So you have to be a good looker. You're observing. So you are observing, looking around. Looking around. Some of you don't know. The church is a very great thing. Yes, it's the church you get husbands, the church you get wives, the church you get jobs, the church you get relationships, the church you get prayer partners, the church you get. Where else are you going to get it from? Where else are you going to get it from? You joke with the church. Say, Pastor, me, I'm not, I'm sorry. But I'm telling you that the church is a very great thing. Yes. It's a very great thing, I'm telling you. You get prayer partners. You get friends. Not just Sankwa's friends. Friends that are good. Of course, not everybody is going to get this within the confines of the church. But then, I mean, majority is going to be so. Majority is going to be so. Majority is going to be so. Majority of you listening to me is going to be so. So, you're going to learn how to relate well to others. You must be able to treat people with kindness, with courtesy, with respect. You cannot despise these fundamental values and components of the church. You must be thoughtful. Yeah, you must be thoughtful. You must be able to say, oh, I've not seen this person. You get to the discipler. Is the person okay? Oh, let's call. Oh, this. Oh, this. Oh, we've not. Let's go and visit the person. The person has not. All these things are important. This person is graduating or has the matriculation or has the, you gather beautifully and you go
Oh, yes. This person cannot pay their school fees. You get to know. You put yourself together. You say, we'll be able to help. It's a very great thing.
So, we're going to learn to be very thoughtful and tactful. You buy gifts for one another on special occasions and days. It's very important. See that a church brother is lacking. You have something to give. Yeah, something to give. It doesn't matter how anointed you are if you cannot walk in love concerning others. What then are we really accomplishing? What then are we really accomplishing? When we do this, we will enjoy the fruits of all that God intends the church to be. We're about to close. And I hope this particular teaching helps you to achieve something very important. Ask yourself, are you patient? Are you kind? Jealous? Stressful or boastful? Arrogant, rude, you want everything done your own way, you are not easily hurt, are you resentful, or do you hold grudges against people? Do you believe the best of everyone? It's going to help you to be a good, play well with others, or to have a good play well with others remark. It's a time for reflection, you know, and correction. You know, I'm telling you that I was like you. I remember when I was in Adventist church, when we close from church, I can promise you, 5 minutes, I've already left. When I was new, yes. But as I stayed, I remember a certain woman, and I remember her so clearly. She used to come to me and say that, when we close from church, don't just leave, stay. Don't just leave. So I said, hey. And I will stay. Then later on, I became the latest person to leave. I will be probably one of the latest person to leave the church. Yes. The latest person. So what we have as a ministry in Christ family is from a life that I had. Yes. On Saturdays, when I used to go to church in the Adventist church, when we close from church, you have other meetings after church. After church, there's choir rehearsals. To some around 6 p.m., 6:30, there's another meeting. You'll be going home like 9 p.m., 10 p.m. It was solid. Everybody understood it. Everybody understood it. And the bonds are stronger. The unity is stronger. The relationships are stronger. Yes. Remove Sunday 11:30 fufu from your mind. It will not help what we are building.
settle it that it's like that.
Some of you use Sunday to go and pump fufu and they say, hey, mommy, it's like the fufu, it has fallen in water. It's normal. So our time is up, and I hope that you are going to become and you're going to have a good remark of plays well with others. Very important. Plays well with others. 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 So be looking around. Plays well with anybody you see that is look more like confused, helpless. You know, a chicken that has just fallen in water and has been removed. You know, sometimes people look like that. You know, they look like chickens that have been put in water and they've just been removed. It's like the environment is new. Look around and see. And see. And let me tell you something before I leave you. You see, everything should not be boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. See, that kind of an attitude there, it destroys a lot of things. The church existed and exists before you came with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. But it shouldn't be boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's like when you see people working together, it's like, it's boyfriend, girlfriend. I said, I will say everything. I don't have any shame. I don't have any shame. Yeah, so if you think that I'm going to keep quiet and I will not say it, I'm going to say it. Yes. Today, I'm going to say it. It's not everything as a boyfriend, girlfriend. When you see a boy and a girl working together, it means that there is something. You see them sitting together, enjoying the conversations, like there's something. So you see that all the brothers or the sisters who don't have, they also, it's not supposed to be so. Put your boyfriend and girlfriend aside. There could be other times where you can do, but just at least just put it aside. Let's have the family time. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. Flow with everyone, not just a few people or one or two people that, or somebody that, some of you also that like other people. It's like you want to flow with them more. After church, that's where you want to do your conversations. But after church, there are other people who are chickens that have been removed from water and they need to be attended to. But that's when you, because you like somebody or you have something to want to do somewhere, you are now trying to find a space to talk to the person. Me as a pastor, I see everything. I just look at it quietly and I just walk away. But today is playing well with others. It's not playing well with your whatever. It's playing well with others. You see them talking quietly. It's like they are talking quiet. Those talks are quiet talks. They talk quietly. See them sitting somewhere talking quiet. It's like it's quiet. It's quiet. We are going to learn to play well with everyone. At least talk small and go back to the work. Okay. So you're going to learn how to play with everyone. Are you listening? Everyone. Everyone forms part of the sheepfold. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We are receiving good remarks on our ability to play well with others, because we get to see that as your ideal plan for the local assembly. We give you all the praise for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you for everyone here that's also going to apply this in their secular activities or you. Lord, I thank you that they are also going to learn how to communicate and play well in their secular activities. As their subordinates, they are also going to implement this within their secular related activities. In their businesses, let them know how to play well with others. We thank you for this great gift that's going to be noticeable for us as a ministry. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst. In Jesus' name, we pray together as a church. Amen.